It's grass showing promise for an energy source. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's accent on agriculture. The University of Tennessee at Knoxville, with the help of the Sun Grant Initiative, is continuing to study switchgrass as a potential source for petroleum products. UT is getting a jump start on this research with the help of federal funding by forming joint programs with other southeastern schools to study biomass.
We're very interested in biomass and biofuels, and a good biomass product, we think, that has great potential is switchgrass, because you can generate oil as well as a number of petroleum-based products from switchgrass, like plastics, like adhesives, and other things that are made out of petroleum products. And so we see switchgrass as potentially a crop that a farmer can grow to help the USA, and for that matter the world, become more energy independent from petroleum.
That was Dr. Joe DiPietro, the vice president for the Institute of Agriculture at UT, and he says that farmers want to know how to be good environmental stewards of the land. And he says switchgrass could be a part of that solution, as well as lessening our dependence on foreign oil.
One of the key things we've done with Sun Grant funding is to utilize it to look at switchgrass as a crop that has potential. And we've generated oil from it and co-burned it in power generating plants to help them jumpstart their turbines. It'll work. The problem is we need to refine it.
Now, UT has also been working with Oak Ridge Laboratories and several other key organizations like USDA and the Tennessee Department of Transportation in order to test the viability of switchgrass on a major scale. The key to succeeding in any, according to DiPietro, is to work as a team and bring as much expertise to the table as possible.
Our plan is to work with the plant as well as the processing of the plant to develop a real good system so that it'll work to allow us to produce petroleum products that, for example, could be co-burned in power plants.
A lot of interest all across the country in renewable fuels. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.